Okay, today's daf is Temura, daf Chav Dalet, and we are on Chav Gimel and Mabez. A couple of lines up, 10 lines up from the bottom. We'll start with Umi Matzis. Umi Matzis, so the Gemara just mentioned the statement of we just had the statement that the Gemara said it must be the Rabbi Ami statement, that if you're mafresh two piles of money, la achrayas, so then you can be miskaper with one. And then the other one will go to Nadava. And the Gemara wondered, who is that according to? According to Rabbi, according to Rabbanan, it would be pashut according to both of them. Right? That there are some cases that leftovers go to the Nadava, so surely if you're mafresh it la achrayas to begin with, it never gained the status of avud, as we spoke about yesterday, relating to the sugyas of Dihui. It was never nitche. You already started from the beginning to be mafresh both of them la achrayas. So, of course, it would go to Nadava. So who is this according to? So the Gemara said, oh, it must be according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon is the one that does not say that, if you're the one that says that almost all cases, or all cases up until this point, go lemisa or leibud, if it's money to the Yama Melach. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we have to say that even according to him, there's a case that goes lenedava, right? If I have two piles of money, and I mafresh originally two piles of money just in case one of them gets lost, and I want to make sure to bring my carbon chatas, if I use one of them, the other one can be go to nedava, go for carbon. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, who we learned earlier, says that almost everything else goes lemisa or leibud. So now the Gemara says, would I really have had a havamina that that's true? According to Rabbi Shimon, we would never have had a case that goes lenadava. Is that really true? Umi matzis amrit, deles lenadava le Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of any cases. Is that really true? So the Gemara says, isn't there a Mishnah in Shkalim that seems to say otherwise? But nan, the Mishnah says, Shlosha asar shofaros, hayu b'mikdash, there were 13 shofaros, 13 pushkas, 13 containers that held staka in the base of Mikdash. Why are they called shofaros? Because they were shaped like shofaros. Why were they shaped like shofaros? So the Yerushalmi tells us, the Meiri quotes this Yerushalmi in Yuma and Dafnun Hay, where this is brought up. The Meiri says, Tevos Sheba Mikdash, Sheba Hema Yunostim Es Hamaos, Hayu Asuyos Bitsuros Shofar, Ratzolomar, Gdolos Vaakumos, Rechavos Milamata, Ukitsaros Milamala. They were wide and bent, wide at the bottom, bent and skinnier at the top, and they were bent. Why? Because the Mishnah says, "Mepnei haramaim klomar shelo yeh adam yachol lahotzi misham hamaos benakel el bakoshi gadol." You can't get the money out unless with difficulty. You can't just go in there and quickly take something. If it's skinny at the top, it's hard to get the money out. Upahafi chasan al peneim. You have to turn it over. Mepnei shahaya bahen shahaya adam yachol litein bahen masher rotzeh v'yasu takana l'romayin shleikansu kerotzeh litein v'hu notel. Maybe you'll be going in, oh yeah, I'm going to put some in the shofaros that really you'll be taking. And therefore, they made it skinny at the top, fat at the bottom, looking like a shofar in order for the protection of Am Yisrael. Right? It's fascinating that even in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to be worried that people are going to go in to steal, to take some money when they're not supposed to. Right? They can pretend they're doing a mitzvah, but there are realities. Realities in the Jewish people, even in the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Mishnah says, there were 13 shofars in the Mikdash. What were they for? V'hayu kasuv alehen, and written on them were the following. Tiklit chadatit. First, one of them was for the machzis ha-shekel. Tiklit chadatit. People who didn't get to send the money, send the shkalim in time earlier. Remember the first Mishnah shkalim for a month before on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they started setting up the tables and collecting. People sent in the money, but what if they missed the deadline? So there's an extension, meaning during the year also. You could send in your machzis ha-shekel, and if one does, so then one would put it into the pushka, the shofar that says, Nu shkalim, tiklin chadatin, which is, as we know, the name of the commentary of Rav Yisrael Mishklov on the Rishalmi in shkalim, tiklin chadatin. V'yatikin, an old shkalim, another bottle. Old shkalim, if somebody really missed the extension, and it's after the year, so then you put it into the bottle that says old ones, right? Rashi on the second one. Lo eshtakid. If you didn't bring the shekel last year, mevi ol shana haba. You bring it the following year, venosto sham, you put it in there. The hain osin mehan, they used it for chomas ha'ir migdalosea. The walls of the city, the towers, the kol tzarchi ha'ir. That's what the Mishnah says in shkalim, what they used to use it for. Good, so let's just get it more on the list, then we'll talk about each one of them a little bit more in depth. So, Atikin, Kinin, the pair of birds, that were used for the mechusrei kapara, those who needed to bring a carbon, the gozle ola, or those who needed the carbonous ola. On the fourth one, right, what do we use the gozle ola for? Those were those who were no dave ola, right? If you're mechuyev an a pair of birds, it's generally a chatas and an ola bird pair. If you're no dave, then they're both olas, right? You can't give a chatas as a nedava. Eitzim, if somebody promises to bring wood, lavona, the frankincense, zahav lekapores. This doesn't mean the kapores, the item, the cover of the aron. Kapores here just means bowls, right? Kipurei zahav. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Different. I say I'm going to bring a certain amount of gold for the kelim of the base of Megdash. Vishisha lenedava, and six more were brought for the nedava of the ola, the extra, the mosar of so many different items that are listed there in Shkolim. The leftovers go into these six for nedava. And the Brisa continues. We'll just do the whole section and then we'll come back. Vitani ala shisha l'nedava la'ola ba menamusaros. And what are the six for the nedava? For the ola that comes from all of the leftovers, from all of the surplus of the different items that are brought in the mikdash. She'ein ora l'kohanim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. All of these are olas that are brought from a nedava, and it's different than all other carbonous ola, because most carbonous ola, the hide goes to the kohanim, but these, the hide does not go to the kohanim. What happens to it? What happens to the hide? Right, it's not burned on the mizbeach. She'ein ora l'kohanim. So Rashi says, ein ora l'kohanim. Last line, chozer numochrin oso, you resell it. You sell the hide for the surplus olas that were brought. V'lochin behemos la'ola v'keitza mizbeach. You basically get money and put it back into the same fund. You sell the hides and you get the money and then you put it back in, which will be an unending, right, infinite, because each one you'll get a carbon ola, then you'll sell the hide and you put the money back in. The Briska Rav wonders where Rashi gets this from. Where exactly do you know that you have to resell it? It just says that you don't, the aron doesn't go to the kohanim. Maybe you just sell it and you donate it. You give it to a different recipient. Okay, but either way, that's Rashi. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Amala Rabbi Nechemya va'amri la Rabbi Shimon. That's what's important for us. Rabbi Shimon, remember what are we bringing this Mishnah for? To show, is it true that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's nothing that goes to Nedava? And that is why Rabbi Ami has to say that in the case of two piles of money that you separated l'achrayas, one of them will go to Nedava? We would never have known that according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon never holds of anything going to Nedava. So we're proving that that's not true. That even Rabbi Shimon holds, something goes to Nedava in these cases. Says the Rabbi Shimon, now to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the or does not go to the Kohanim, is that really true? That it doesn't go to the Kohanim? Im kein batla medrasho shel Yehoyada HaKohen. If it's true that what you say, that you're being mevatel, you're nullifying the drasha of Yehoyada HaKohen. Yehoyada, again, is one of the most unique individuals in all of Jewish history. He did perform something that we all have to be thankful for, as we'll see. He was the Kohen Gadol, Bisman, Bikdash Rishon, at the time of Yehoash. But let's just see what he says. Titania, he made the following drasha. Zeh medrash darash Yehoyada HaKohen. Asham hu, so we darshan the whole pasuk is extra. Asham hu, lahavi, kol davar haba, mimosar chathas vashamos. What does asham hu include? All of the items that comes from the mosar, the chathas, and the asham, yilakach, bidamav, olos, you'll buy with the money olos, habasar, lashem, va'oros, lakohanim. Because one part of the pasuk says lashem, one to the kohanim. So he puts it together. That you bring the money and you buy olos. So the meat goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, so to speak, you burn it, and the oros go to the kohanim. So Rabbi Shimon says, you can't say that the oros don't go to the kohanim. This is exactly the drasha that Yehoyada made, that the oros should go to the kohanim. But that was all said by Rabbi Shimon. This whole discussion. So now the Gemara quotes its question. Alma isle nedava le Rabbi Shimon. So you see, Rabbi Shimon does hold of nedava. So therefore, what's Rabbi Ami's chiddush? Right? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's also pashut according to Rabbi Shimon. So it's pashut according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi and the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara gives the maskana, and then we're going to go back. Itzrich. No, even according to Rabbi Shimon, it is important. Salkatai dechamina ki isle nedava le Rabbi Shimon b'chad sitra. The Yehoyada, that is maybe there's only surplus and nedava when there is chad sidra, when it's one pile. Rashi says, gotcha hifrish mos lachatas. So I designated money for my chatas, and animal prices went down. I have leftover money. So that's where maybe I would say that surplus goes to nedava, and the or goes to the kohanim. I will betray sidra low, but maybe by two funds, two piles, right? The case that Rabbi Abi is talking about, maybe that would be worse. Maybe he wouldn't say that it goes nedava there. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says even in that case, it goes to nedava. Okay, that was all one line in the conversation. So now we have to go back to talk about a lot of different items in this list and in the Gemara. Let's just go backwards, maybe start with Yehoyada. Yehoyada Kohen, what makes him? He's not one of the most famous people in Sefer Melachim. He should be. He was the Kohen Gadol. But what and his wife do that is significant? So if we look in Perek Yud Aleph, we will remember Atalia, one of the wicked queens in the days of Malachim, right? She was the daughter of Achav and Izevel, two of the figures that we don't go down in history as such amazing individuals. Achav and Izevel, we know Achav with Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. He was trying to show Achav and the Nevi'ah Habal. Okay, but anyway, so she had been married to Yehoram, and she wanted to consolidate her hold on the throne. So she had all of the relatives, all of the brothers, assassinated and killed out. And that's all Malchus Yehuda, all David HaMelech's family. There was one little boy that survived. That was the only remnant of David HaMelech's family, little Yoash. And she and her husband, now Yehoyada and his wife, I think it was Elisheva, found this little boy, Yehosheva. And they took Yoash and they stole him and they basically kidnapped him in a good way. And they kept him in the Cheder HaMitos to try to protect him. Where is that? The Kodesh Kadashim. Or above the Kodesh Kadashim. They kept him there for 6 years to try to save him, to make sure that Atalia and all of her colleagues would not kill him. And finally, when he was 6 years old, Vahi itab beit Hashem mitchabe sheishanim. Took him in Perek Yud Aleph. Vatalia moleches ala aretz. Atalia was busy being the queen, but the king, was put away and in the Cheder Hamitos. Rashi says there in Malachim, Ba'aliyat beis kachi akadashim. Kamoshu omer, vayhi ita beis Hashem mitchabe v'chulu. And it was there. That's where they kept him. I don't want to be there with Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, there was no choice. One had to be there. Then after, when he was 6 years old, that's when they got everybody together and said, we have a king, we have Malchus Beis David, and they brought him out, and all of a sudden, they realized, Atalia realized that she was in for it, and the rest is history. But these two individuals, Yehosheva and Yehoyada, are responsible for saving David HaMelech's dynasty. Right, they were the ones in Perek Yud Aleph and Malachim. But this is the Yehoyada that is mentioned here, that he had this drasha on the pasuk. But again, important stories in Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, that we have to be aware of. Good. Now let's get back to the list of items in the Bryce, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Shkalim, these shofaros had 13 shofaros, 7 and 6. Right, 6 were Linadava, and then the other 7 on the list. Let's pick for the beginning. Tiklin Chadin, Shkalim. Shkalim, so we know the mitzvahs asay for everyone to send in their Shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they all count it as a separate mitzvah. This, of course, is the mitzvah in Parshas Kisisa. Sheyitein, mitzvah kufhei, in the Chinuch. Sheyitein kolechen mi Yisrael. Every Jew has to send bein ani, bein ashir, machasisa shekel. Shu mishkal asara geira kesech, bechol shana liyara kohanim. Send it to the kohanim, and they will put it into the lishka, and they used to do that money for the new karbanos. They used all the public karbanos that had to be brought, the karbanos tamid, the omer, the shtialechem, the paradum, the zir mishtaleach, the whole list of items that the Sefer Chinuch has here that it was used for. Many discussions within Machzor Shekel, I think a couple of weeks ago, back in Miseches Arachin, I think in the beginning, we spoke about women of Machzor Shekel. If women are mechuyev, what about the karban musaf? What about davening musaf? That was a discussion of the Besamim Rosh and the other Achronim and the Nodeh Yehuda about women davening. But here, let's just mention another point. At what age? What age does somebody have to start setting the Machza Shekel in? So the Rambam, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perak Al Balach HaZayin, Ketanim are Pturim. Ketanim are Pturim from Machza Shekel. So what does Ketanim mean? Pashtus, the Rambam says Ketanim. Ketanim means 13. Under 13 is a katan. But if you look at the chinuch says beferish otherwise. The chinuch says, without making a big deal, he usually notes when he argues with the Rambam, but here the chinuch says 20, like the Ramban says a la Torah. She'iti kol echad mi Yisrael mi ben esrim shana v'mala. Bein ani bein ashir. Age 20. The Minchas chinuch points out this machlokes. Avalar machaber kazim et esrim shana v'mala. Daito depachim et esrim. Afshihu gadol. Eino chaya b'mitzvah zasezu. That's the Shita of Zeodas Harav Bartanura, Vechene Rabban Ala Torah, quotes this also. That, Kasev im Hevi Shesai, Chayav Afilu Pachas Biben Esrim. That's the Ramban. Vayetos Vasyantiv. Okay, Machlokas Rishonim. Whether it's from age 20 or from 13. Again, it might have to do with the nature of the mitzvah. How much is it just only on the Karbanos? Karbanos, so why wouldn't it be from age 13? Right? Or is it more of a halacha related to those who go out to war, right? Out to war, and then maybe it could be. It might be older. Okay, one issue. That's in terms of the shkalim. Again, there's other issues in Machza Shekel to discuss. That the Minchas Chinuch here has Kedarka Bakodesh, everything you want to know about Machza Shekel, all the different issues. Oh, just mention one fascinating conceptual issue in Machza Shekel. Shibudim. Shibudim. What does that mean? Usually, if I have a chiyuv, I owe you money, so then my property is meshubet to you. Shibudim d'araisa, shibudim d'rabanan. And that's lean to you. What about shkalim? What about shkalim? The Mishnah says in shkalim that we're memashkein ala shkalim, right? We had memashkein a couple of weeks ago, back in Arachid of Chafalaf or so, that you're memashkein on olas, but not on chatas and asham, because they're going to break it. It's best to go and take property to make sure that you pay it. So the Mishnah says that you're memashkein on shkalim. Ubevadai says the Minchas Chinuch, im eino rotze litein kofen oso, achidei si nafsho. If somebody doesn't want to give machzor shakel, it's like every mitzvah zaseh in those days, kofen oso, Bezin forces you to do the mitzvah zaseh. Umisupik ani. I'm not sure, says the Minchas Chinuch. Im ze kechol chov v'yesh alav shibud nechasam gamkein. Is there a shibud on one's property to pay the machzor shekel? Is it like something owed, like other obligations that one has? V'havile milvaksu v'batora v'nachtina l'nichse. Does Bezin go down to the property and take it if somebody doesn't want to pay it? Iamrina shibud d'araisa. Oh, the milvak suva batora laharbi poskim shibud daraisa afshalom afanav. Oh, or im nishtate. What if somebody becomes a shote after this manachiyuv? Would Bezin go down and take it? Oh, mace, or he died and he left achrayas lechasim. Do we say it's a shibud like other shibudim, or what's the other model? Oh, dilma de'ena lef shibud lechasim. Or is there no shibud? Kamo ribis. Ribis says you owe me money. You owe me money, but you never borrow that amount of money. So ribis, as the Rishonim say in the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, there is no shibud nechasim. Im kein befana vade nachdil lenichse lo mitaras shibud rach mitaras kfiya. But if the person is not there, no shlo befana or nishtate, that's the nafkaminas. That's interesting. Is there a shibudim when it comes to Machzor HaShekel? He quotes, look at the ksos in Siman Reish Sadi. He discusses by tztaka. Is there shibud nechasim? Again, it's mitzvos. But is there a shibud nechasim on the property? That is not so clear. So that's all relating to the first item on the list. Tiklin, chadatin, and atikin, last year's. What about the kinim? So Rashi quotes kinim, as we know, Maseches kinim, all about birds and mixtures of birds. Rashi quotes on the fourth wide line, mi shahaya mechusar kapara. The four mechusar kapara require to bring a pair of birds. One chadas, one ola, kigon, zav, zava, yoledes, bitzora, shemevi and kan, mevi maos, vinosein, shambo, chabakashim. When you want to bring a pair of birds, you bring the money, you put it in there, a person would put the money into the shofar, that says kinim, and then that night he'd be able to eat kachim. Ah, he didn't know for sure that his birds were brought. He could assume that his birds were brought. He could assume that. Why? Shein bezdin, shal koanim, omdin, misham, ache yichlu, kol hamos, shevoso, shofar. Right? The Kohanim didn't finish their day until all the money in that shofar was used up. They bought birds and they were makriv those karbanas. So that night, everybody, the kiddi kachim la'erev, right? These are the b'chusri kapara that are bringing the karbanos on day 8 of their counting. Zav, zav, yoledes, I'm sorry, yoledes is longer, but the other ones. The Rambam is medayik in this lashon, right? This lashon is the lashon in Meseches Krisus, right? The 4 b'chusri kapara. Perek b'chusri kapara starts off with a list of these. Zav, zav, yoledes, and mitzvah. Right? And we pointed out this Rambam in the past. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Asei, Ayin, Hey. The Rambam discusses, why is it, or he asked it the other way, why is it that I, the Rambam, count separate mitzvos for the karbanos of his zava and the karbanos of his zav, and not for the karbanos of a mitzora and a mitzoraas? Why is it that there are two different mitzvos when it comes to male and female zav, zav and zava? When it comes to mitzora, different people, right, male and female, but only one mitzvah. So the Rambam says the secret is in this line that Rashi just quoted from the Mishnah Maseches Krisus. But the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Ayin Hey, mitzvah number 75, Shet Sivanu Shetakrav Karban Kolcha Zava Kishadisrapa Mizova. Every woman, right? This is also one of the answers to a trivia question of which mitzvahs out of the 613 are only obligatory upon women and not men. There are a number. All the Zman Gromas are only men, not women. Which mitzvahs only apply to women? This is one of them. The Karbanis of a Zava. The mitzvah is Shetakriv, her obligation. And we also have the mitzvah of Karbanis Yoledes. And maybe there are more, but the three that I can think of are Karbanis of a Zava, Karbanis Yoledes, and Beged Ish. Beged Ish, there's an Isser, two separate losaseis, Beged Ish and Beged Ish. So Beged Ish is the losase that applies to women and not to men. Good. Says the Rambam, Shetakar of Karban kol Isha Zava, Kishen Nisrapa, Mizova, via Karban Ahu, Hushte Torim, Hushte Bene Yona, that is Karban Zava. And she is Muchuseris Kapara, she can't partake of Karbanos until she brings it. And then the Rambam asks this question, Vulai Makshe Yikshe Alai, Viomar, it's the same exact carbon. Lama lo timne min ha-carbon. Why don't you just count one? Yischayev bo, call me she yischayev. Kimo, carbon chatos. There's one mitzvah of chatos, and whoever is chayev a carbon chatos is included in that mitzvah. The carbon asham. One mitzvah. You don't count all the ashamos separately. Vadai. For carbon asham talui. For carbon olav yorid. Right, all of those. Kol echad b'fnei atzmo is a separate mitzvah. You don't count the ribui avonos. So here too, why don't you say lo lachush l'ribui ha'ishim, and it's all the same karban. Says the Rambam, yodeh ha'makshe ha'hu shekarban zav v'zava einu al chatoim. Zav and zava do not bring their karbanos, as we know, based on sins. But it's situational. If somebody becomes a zav or a zava, and there are different ways to become a zav and a zava. And because there are different ways, because how many days, how many times, what are their excuses, and the Mishnayos and Zavim talk about this. Avalhu karban shachov alasos al inyan min ho inyanim. Different ways to become. And men and women are not exactly the same. Kemo shehu b'shem, sheshem zav zav, v'shem zo zava. Hagaras hazera min ha ish hu shetichayvehu hakarban. And it's not just that the same rules apply. Unlike tsaras. Same exact rules for a mitzora and a mitzoraas. And therefore, for a mitzora, it's one mitzvah. For zavet zavet, it's counted as two. And what's my raya from Chazal? So he quotes the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak in Krisus, Chesam Abeis, Arba, Mechusri Kapara. Zav zavet, Yoledes mitzora. Why does the line in Chazal say zav and zavet separately and mitzora together? It doesn't say mitzora and mitzoraas. It just says zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Hine Tireh, the Rambam is often midayik in the language of Chazal when they make statements like this. Eich Yimnu, Hazava, Zava, Bishnayim, V'yimne Mitzora, Be'echad, Ye'ish, O'isha, Ki Zivas, O'ish, Zulas, Zivas, O'isha. Different rules, and that's the Rambam. And so this line quoted in Rashi here from the Mishnah in Krisus to explain the line of Kinim, so that is Araya to his Sefer HaMitzvahs in terms of conceptual. Good. Continuing. Let's talk about one more. Okay, we could talk about all of them, but we do have to continue on our daf. Talk about one more, and that is Eitzim. Eitzim, if somebody donates wood, promises to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, they put money in one of the pushkas, one of the shofaros, and money is taken from there for the wood. Right, and that's what Rashi says. Emesadim Eitzim l'ma'aracha, maybe Mos v'notein l'tocho. Wood had a very exciting day related to it. Right, remember the Gemara, the end of Tainus and in Baba Basra, the two places where the Gemara, the Mishnah, then the Gemara describes Tu Ba'av, the six reasons why we are happy on Tu Ba'av. So one of the reasons, the most mysterious reason why we're happy on Tu Ba'av, right, one would think that the other reasons are major, right, the days that the Binyamin can marry into the Shevet, the Shvatim, the other days that all the Shvatim can intermarry with each other, the day that they get rid of the Avodah Zarah, that Yeruvah ben Nevat had placed there, many different exciting reasons, the day that they stopped dying in the Midbar, but the last one is, again, the last Gemara in Tainus and the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara describes, it was the day that they finished checking the wood for worms in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because you're not allowed to use wormy wood in the middle of Av. That's when it's the hottest. Then it starts getting not as hot. So now it might get wormy. So that's why they stopped using wood that was collected after this time. That was the language that the Gemara used. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, Damri Travayu, Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichros Eitzim L'Ma'aracha. It was the day that they finished cutting the wood. So the question is, so why is that reason for a party? So they finished cutting the wood. So why is that a reason for a party? So it's fascinating machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom there in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amabes. The Rashbam says, why did they make a party? Lefi Ba'oso yom shepasku hayu smechem, lefisha ba'oso yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos. This is one of the sources in Shas for making a siyum. There are other sources that the Beferish, that some of the Amorim used to make parties where people used to finish a mesechta. But this is also one of the sources that when you finish a great extended time mitzvah, you make a party. That's this Rashbam right here. Sheba oso yomayim mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos. That's the Rashbam. But if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not a machlokes, but it is a difference of focus. The Rashbam seems to say, you finished, amazing. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom on the daf, lefi shah, oskim lichros eitz atzi amaracha, hayu misbat lemital matorah. Aval oso yom shepasku vasu yantif, mikan ve'elach hayu oskim matorah. They had more time to learn now. More than obviously they do the mitzvah because you have to do the mitzvah and it's a mitzvah she'ef shari de'achirim. That's what they have to do. But once you finish the mitzvah, now you can have more time for Talmud Torah. What's the purpose? What's the emphasis of a siyum? That you finished or that you're starting again or that you could do more? Interesting focus. Rabbi Gershom and the Rashbam, do you focus on you finish this great mitzvah or do you focus on you finish the mitzvah? Now you have more time for the next, focus of what you're going to use your time for, the more Talmud Torah. Okay, interesting. That's the, about the Eitzim. In the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we had yesterday Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said that if somebody designates two piles of money la'achrayas, just in case one of them is lost, so we had the halachas that it goes l'nedava. Good. So now Amar Raboshia. Raboshia says something similar when it comes to animals, not to money. Hamafrish dechatos la'achrayas. Somebody is mafrish to karbonas chatos la'achrayas. Miskaber ba'achas mehev v'chaver taroeh. So the same halacha, right? You use one of them, and the other one, you could, buy that you could use let the animal graze till it gets a mum, and then use the money for other karbonas. So alibad daman. So just like the Gemara asked, who did Rabbi Ami say his chiddush according to? So who did Rabbi Oshia here say his chiddush according to? Alibad daman. Ilem alibad the rabbanan. Is it the rabbanan who had the more flexible, if you remember, the more flexible cases, shita of roeh? Right, less than mesa. Remember, what was machlokes? If it was avuda b'shas afrasha. If you find the second animal before you find the original lost animal before you makar the second animal, so the rabbanan said that one of them could be roa, the other one could be roa. Well, Rebbe says no, tamus, even if you find it earlier. So ilei b'alibud rabbanan. So hashda hamafresh leibud amir rabbanan delavka avidami. If the rabbanan say even if you're mafresh leibud, meaning you mafresh one of them to take the place of the lost one, so that one is roa. So lachrayis b'boy. So surely in this case, so why will you say? Well, who is Rabbi Moshe according to? So, Ella, leave the Rabbi Shimon. So, you want to say maybe it's according to Rabbi Shimon? But that would be wrong. Rabbi Shimon would say it's not true. Rabbi Shimon, that was what we mentioned at the end. Rabbi Shimon might only say it by money, we said earlier, but he wouldn't say it by animals. By animals, la'achrayas, Rabbi Shimon would still say, even though you designated both of them at the beginning, la'achrayas, still the other one is mesa. So, el, I'll leave it to Rabbi. So it must be according to the Rabbi. Kiyama Rabbi be'ibud, aval achrayas lo. When does Rabbi say that the second animal is holichli ibud and has to be set to die? That's only if it was ever had a status, a shame of it, if it was ever lost. But here, where you originally said that both the achrayas, even Rebbe would say that the other one is roeh. The other one is roeh. Tosas deals with, the Rishonim, yeah, Tosas earlier, on the previous Amud, Dibra Maschala Mafresh. Tosas deals with, why earlier did we say it was a davar pashut, that Rebbe, the end of yesterday's Gemara? We would say yesterday, Rebbe, of course, what, Rebbe Ami? It's not a chiddush, even according to Rebbe. And here we say, yeah, it's Rebbe Shita. What's the difference between money and animals? Right? If it's pashut for Rebbe by money, it should be pashut for Rebbe by animals. So why does the Gemara here accept that the chiddush is according to Rebbe, while yesterday said it's obvious that Rebbe would say it? So Tosfos says it must be that there's a chiluk between money and animals. Just like Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon has a Shita Lamaisa as a chiluk between money and animals. So according to Rebbe, at least there could be a havamina. That's Tosfos in Dibra Maskal HaMafresh. Ulakaman gabi mafresh techados lachrayis, mukila karebi velo parat pshita. Our Gemara does not ask pshita, the yesh lachalik bein mafresh moos lachrayis, lamafresh behemos lachrayis. It must be that there's a difference to hakaman, because we see according to Rebbe Shimon as a chilek. So at least in a havamina, it must be that Rebbe would also hold of the chilek. The Rishonim discuss what exactly is the lashon that one uses when you're mafresh techatos la'achrayas. Tosfos in Psachim Daf Sadi Zayin says, what is it that you say, okay, this animal should be for my chatos, and this animal should be for my chatos? Says Tosfos, if you say it that way, it doesn't work, because once you have one animal la'achatos, then the other one is extra. That's not shtei la'achrayas. So Tosfos says, oh, it must be, you said it bevas achas. Tosfos says here in Psachim Tzadi Zayin, says Kasha L'Riva Heichidami Idam Arizuchatas V'Chazav Yam Arizuchatas Ein Kedusha Chal Al Shnia De Ein Adam Maybe Shtei Chatos Al Chet Echad Evi Ida Amar Hare Elu Behemos Chatos. If you say it both, but don't we know the principle from Erevin and Kedushin Kol She'ino B'Zechar Ze'afil B'Masachas Eino? If something's not going to work one after another, it can't even work at the same time. So what's the case? So that's what Tosfos wonders. Says Tosfos, Al Karchach Islam Lameimar Kegod Sha'amar Achas Mehen Tihiye Chatas Biha Acheres La'achrayas. You don't say both should be chatas. You tap two animals. You say one of these two animals should be a chatas, and the other one should be la'achrayas. That's the lashon. And that would work even if you say Bas Achas usually doesn't work. Another, the Ritva, other Rishonim, try to figure it out also. What should be achrayas lachaverta, but that's the lashon of Tosfos. Okay, Tanan says the Mishnah, going back to our long Mishnah that we had on Chaf Beis on the base. We had the eight cases of mafresh chata. So if you look in the last case, the last line of that Mishnah, we're going to deal with now. Hamafresh chatas nari balas mum. If you're mafresh chatas, and then it becomes a balmum, nimseis balas mum. Mochra, one sells it, right? The Shiva Kubet says, Mochra v'yavi b'dameha acheres. I have a chatas, that was mafresh, but gets a mum, so I have to sell it, and then I bring a different one instead of it. V'yavi b'acheres takteha. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon had the tremendous chiddush. I have a chatas, it got a mum, and now I sold it. So now this person's at home, it has psulei hamukdashim, so he's eating, he's shechting his chatas, that now is psulei hamukdashim, he's allowed to eat at home. Doesn't have a kedusha anymore. So says Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, wait a minute. If the carbon that you're bringing instead, your real chatas now was shechted before the other person at home, shechtes chatas, that chatas still has a shemetz of a status of a chatas, and if this chatas, real chatas now, animal number two, is shechted before the other one, that other one is not allowed to be eaten. Amazing chiddush. Im karva shniya kodem shenishchata rishona. If the second one, the make substitute one, is now chukrav before the first one is shechted, tamus. Rav Lezer Reb Shimon says it still has to die, even though it's chulin. Even though now it's the person already redeemed it. Doesn't matter, it still has a little bit of a shem chatas. Shekvar kipru ba'aleha. It's called chatas shekipru bailim ba'acher, and therefore it has to be left to die. That is the chiddush of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So kol saka daitach, let's talk about that line. The havamina is, the Reb Elazar Reb Shimon karebi svirale. So we assume the havamina is like, he holds like Rebbe, v'yafil b'achrayas namilo. And we say that maybe he holds like Rebbe, and even ba'achrayas also, you see, this case is like achrayas, might mean both animals were there, and you see Reb Elazar Reb Shimon might say that even in that case, the animal has to be sent to die. But what's that? Didn't we just say that according to Reb Oshia, it is not? So, if Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds like Rebbe, we just said that according to Rebbe, it would be Roeh. It wouldn't be Mesa. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Dilma Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Kavuos Virale. He holds like his father Reb Shimon. What did we just say according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon would argue. Reb Oshia is not talking according to Reb Shimon. Tomer Chamesh Chatos Mesos. Period. No problem. That last line, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, could hold like his father, Reb Shimon, who has the most extreme shita in terms of Mesa. Even La'achrayas, even two animals La'achrayas to begin with, and never had the status of Avud, like in this case, still it would be Mesa. The only case that's not Mesa is what we said at the end of yesterday's and the beginning of today's daf, and that is if it's money, if it wasn't animals. And you'd be bechali between money and animals. Money lachrayas would be able to be used. Tanan, back to the Mishnah that we've quoted a few times from Yuma, Lefi She'ein Chata Sibra Mesa. The case where, if you remember, one of the pairs of the Seol HaZazel, Seol HaShem died, you have to bring another pair, and they get another one of the animals there. You have two extra animals here. Right, because you got a new pair. You have an extra second one, and you don't know what to do. And the Mishnah says that it's not left to die. L'fishecha d'sibur mesa, it's roeh. So hadiyachin mesa, but mashma in a parallel case, it would be mesa. The amar rav, as we saw yesterday, ba'alichayim eleh midachim. When the animals are alive, they do not get the status of dichui, which means once a problem, always a problem. You don't say that when the animals are alive. And therefore, kshum miskaper, Rav says, b'sheni shebezug rishon miskaper, you could use the second one of the first pair, meaning the original two, and the Azazel died, and you have the one that's Lashem. You could use that one. You don't say, once this pair died, it was nidche, and it's nidche forever. No. Once you get another pair for it, then you could use it. Miskaper b'sheni shebezug rishon miskaper, ve'ida chavi le'achrayis, and the other one is la'achrayis. So what's our diak? Same diak that we had in yesterday's daf. Only in this case, the chazal say that it's a tzibur karbon, so that's why it's roeh. Viktani diyachid mesa. But diyachid, if it would be a parallel case by yachid, it would be mesa, kasha on reboshia. Kasha on reboshia, who again said, even if an animal never gets a status of avud, it is roeh, it is not mesa, and here is mashma that is mesa. So answers the Gemara, Rav Litaimei. Or Rav Savar, so the Shiva Gabesas adds in, Rav Savar la Kareb Yosi. Rav holds like Reb Yosi, the Amar Mitzvah Barishon. Rav says elsewhere that there's a mitzvah, dafka, to give the first one, meaning the first one is already earmarked for the one that you should use. It's not like you have a choice. So the second of the second pair was already designated li'ibud to begin with. When I have, again, I have two Seir Lashem, Seir Lazazel, and the Lazazel one dies. So Seir Lashem, that retains it should be hukrav. So when I get a new pair, and I get a new Lazazel, that new, the other one that's Lashem in the second pair, that always was labeled as, we're not going to use it. Because mitzvah barishon. And therefore, it's a different case. This is not exactly parallel to a case of Shtayim Lachrayas. Shtayim Lachrayas, they're equal. And therefore, the other one would be Roeh, the one that you don't use. But in this case, it's already known from the beginning that you're going to use the first one, the second one of the first pair, and therefore it's not like a case of Shtayim Lachrayas. Continuing, the Shidim Kubetzes adds in another line of the Gemara, V'havele kemafresh li'ibud, v'chol hamafresh li'ibud, ki ibudami. So that's a case where Rebbe would agree that it's li'ibud, and you wouldn't say that it is like Shtayim Lachrayas, period. The Achronim wonder, the Sfasemis, in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph deals with, remember that Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph? A day, we know on a day that we have laning, the minimum amount of psukim that we laid are 10 psukim.
10 psukim, 3 aliyahs. Which aliyah gets the 4 psukim? Which aliyah gets the 4 psukim? If you have laying 10 psukim, again, we only have one day, Purim, we lay 9 psukim, but generally the halacha is you have to lay at least 10 psukim. Which aliyah gets the 10 psukim? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. There's one opinion that says you should go, the first one should get the 4 psukim because mitzvah barishon, or the last one because achron, achron chaviv. Let me just read the line of the Gemara. We know the different days. Amar Rava, Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach, Sheni Shekara Arba Meshubach, Shlishi Shekara Arba Meshubach, Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach. Why? Because it says when you have the Shalosh Kupa Shalosh Sim Shemet Tarbenes Alishka Alaves Gimel, it's mitzvah Barishon. Ebsoi, it's good Meshubach because just like the menorah, the middle candle, all the other lights went to the middle candle. So you see the middle is Chashav. And then finally, the last was Meshubach because either Ma'alin Bakodesh Lomaridin, Mikan, right, then Achra Chikara Arba Meshubach, or Ma'alin Bakodesh Lomaridin. You keep going up. Fine. Either way, the Sfas Emes asks, but Reb Yossi is the one that says Mitzvah Barishon, like in our Gemara, with the Gears of the Shiva Kubatzes. Not everybody agrees to that. So why here does our Gemara, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chafalaf, assume this is a Svara, and that's a Svara, and that's a Svara? Only Reb Yossi holds Mitzvah Barishon. Answers the Sfas Emes. V'itachein Lomar, we find the line. He says, "V'lechei yisvar la'akdam hasheni." He says, "Amar Rava." Here's the line: "Rishgar b'shuba v'chulu." And he quotes the questions, the Turi Evans kasha, right? That shaila mitzvah barishon is only according to Reb Yossi. So why exactly do we say here that? So he says, "Let me just find the line." Lefiza azi shapir. Gam nearly the chalek kechilek hagamara to arisha. Is there anything wrong with the other ones? Meaning, everybody would agree that Rishon is Kodem if there's ceteris paribus, if everything's equal, and there's no Reyesa in the others. Right? The problem over there by the Karbanos, there's a Machlokas, because you lost one. So if you lost one, then you could talk about maybe the Rishon is not the best one, because it already got the status of loss. That's why you got the Sheni. But in the case of Megillah, you're laning. You didn't lose anything. There's no reason not to do it the first one. So that's why maybe that day holds mitzvah barishon, even not according to Reb Yossi. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tani Rav Simi Bar Ziri Kamedir Apapa. Avda b'shas hafrasha. So again, we had this price already. If it was lost b'shas hafrasha, l'rebi meis l'rabana tira. Avda b'shas kapara, l'rabana meis l'rebi roe. Roe? What do you mean? Rebbe has the more chomer shita. Says the Gemara Kavachomer. Uma avuda b'shas hafrasha da rabbanan roe. Oma Rebbe mesa. Avuda b'shas haf kapara. The rabbanan mesa. Rebbe lo kol shakei. Surely Rebbe should say mesa. Ella, you're right. Tani hachi. This is what the Brisa means to say. Avuda b'shas hafrasha la Rebbe roe. Mesa. La rabbanan roe. B'shas kapara. Debri akol mesa. As we said, if you lost the animal and you didn't find it until after you were makriv, so then everybody agrees that animal has to die. That's one of the halach moshe b'sinai. But if you find it before you makriv, that's the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rablazer Reb Shimon Omer v'chulu, as we said, this was the last line of the Mishnah, that if you, Rablazer Reb Shimon holds, that if you shech the karbon before the shechita took place of the chulin, psuli ha-mukdashin, so then that animal also has to die. Tana Rabbanan. And what does that show? That chulin animals still have a shemitz of kedusha, according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Ein margilin b'yantif. One is not allowed to skin an animal from the legs on yantif. This is machlokas Rashi and the Rambam exactly what the case is. It's some type of, it's a little more difficult. You skin a little bit from the top and you pull all the flesh out from the top because you want to use the hide as a large piece. So you don't want to just cut it down the middle. So you're not allowed to do this on Yantif because it's a little extra tircha. Kayotzi bo ein magilin bebechor. And also, you're not allowed to be margil by a bechor. Another reason, not only it's more of a tircha on Yantif, as we'll see, but maybe because also it's something that you're due to a chulin animal. So you don't do that to a bechor, v'lo b'psuli ha-mikdashim, or to psuli ha-mikdashim. So says the Gemara, bishlama b'yantif to katarach tircha de lo chazilei. I understand Yantif, you wouldn't do this, because it's an extra tircha. We don't do extra tirchas on Yantif. Ela bechor mantana. Who would say that you can't do this by a bechor? Meaning, a bechor, let's say that gets a mum and you're shechting it. So then, isn't it mamono shal kohen? So why can't you do it by a bechor? What would be the problem? So, Amar Rav Chisda Beis Shammai, he Amar Bechor B'Kedushas Eikoi, because Beis Shammai holds that a Bechor always retains its Kedusha, even Balmum. Titznan, Beis Shammai Omrim, as we learned in Bechor, as Beis Shammai says, Lo Yimane Yisrael Makoinim Al Bechor. Beis Shammai holds that a Yisrael is not allowed to partake of a Bechor, even Balas Mum. Right, against Beis Hillel. But you see, according to Beis Shammai, a Bechor always retains its Kedusha. So he would be the Shita that says you can't cut the animal in this way, Ein Margilin by a Bechor. Psulei Hamikdashim, Mantana, who is the one that said you can't be margil, cut the animal this way by Psulei Hamikdashim, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, it's our Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, who says that by Psulei Hamikdashim, there remains a shemetz of the Kedusha. The Tanya, as we learned, Ha'ilafan of Shtechatos, Achas, Mimav, Achas, Balas, Mum, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon says you have two karbanos, chatas, one's a tamim, one's a balmum, tamima tikrav, meaning you find it earlier, tamimim tikrav, balas mum, tipadeh, right, you can redeem one of them. But nishchata balas mum, achalo nizrak dama shel tamima muteres. If the balas mum, the psuliyam akdashim, was shechted before the karban, then fine. But misha mizrak dama shel tamima asura. But once you did zrikas adam of the tamima, so then the karban, the psuliyam akdashim, is now asur. And Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Amar, he goes a step further, as our Mishnah said. Afilu basar balas mum bekedera v'nizrak dama shel tamima. You're cooking your karban. You're cooking your psuliyam akdashim. Even in that case, if right then there's zrikas adam of the karban, yotza lebeis asreifa. So you see, according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, psuliyam akdashim retain the status of karban somewhat. So we have the Beit Shammai for Bechor, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon for psuliyam akdashim. They asked the Gemara, and we had this back in Bechoros, I think, why wouldn't each one just say simply the other one, Shita? For Rav Chisda, look, Beidi ke Beis Shammai. Why didn't Rav Chisda just say they're both like Beis Shammai? Why do you have to go to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon? Tilma, Yamri Beis Shammai, Bechor. Maybe Beis Shammai only says his Shita, that the Kedusha lasts by a Bechor, who has, as we know, an intense Kedusha from its inception. Avol Psuliyam Mekdashim lo. Maybe Beis Shammai wouldn't say it by Psuliyam Mekdashim. And what about the opposite? V'luk me'idi v'idi k'Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Why wouldn't Rav Elazar Rav Shimon agree by Bechor? So Dilma as follows. Kik Amar, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, v'psulei Hamikdashim, v'yalimi litfas pidyonam. Psulei Hamikdashim, it's so intensely kadosh that it's able to transfer its kedusha onto money. Aval be'Bechor lo. By Bechor, you can't be pode Bechor. Maybe that reflects because it's not as intensely kadosh inherently. Period. For Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, so that's Rav Elazar Rav Shimon and Beis Shammai. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, lest lehad etznan, didn't. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon does not hold to the following: Kol psuliy hamikdashim mishchatan beitlis v'nimkaran beitlis. Psuliy hamikdashim are allowed to be sold in the regular marketplace and shechted, finished kalam belitra and weighed there. Meaning, you could treat it like chulin. Almak even the sharis lay tapi v'zavin, because you could get more money if you sell it in the shuk. So you're allowed to treat it like chulin and get more money. So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon doesn't agree to that. He says that Psuliyam Mekdashim always retain this vestige of the Kedusha. So the Gemara says, no, right, maybe, the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara answers the question. Amar Amari Breder of Kahana, Masha Mashbiach Ba'ar Pogim Abasar. Meaning, if he's worried about the Margilin, you can't cut it, so wouldn't he, but he said you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace. So, the Gemara is really asking, I didn't formulate it like this, but we could say it like this. So, why wouldn't he allow you to cut the animal in the margil way? Wouldn't you be able to make more money that way? And you're allowed to make more money, even by psuliyam hamikdashim, treat it like chulin, if the money is going to hektish. The Gemara answers no. It would balance out. If you cut it in the margil way, you also cannot cut the flesh in the normal way that it would be, people would want it. So the fact that you'll be mashbiach ba'ar, the basar goes down in value, and therefore it would balance out. Okay, fine. Two other reasons the Gemara ends off with at the end why you can't be margil by psuliyam hamikdashim. Army b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, mishmei deravina, mipnei shenirek ha'ovid avodah b'kachim. It appears like you're doing avoda by kachim. Rashi says not mamish avoda. There's no avoda by a dead animal. But it appears that you are, you use this larger piece of hide in order to, for a jug, for a bottle, and it appears that you're using kachim for this, and that's inappropriate. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin Amar Gzeira Shem Yigadamei Madar Madar. If you know that you could use this for a bottle, so maybe you're going to wait for a long time to find somebody who would give you a lot of money for this big piece of hide. So you're going to leave the kachim there, and therefore it could cause a problem because there's an isser of giza avoda, and therefore we'd rather say you're not allowed to do this. Just have to shecht it. Have to do it right away, so you don't wait for somebody who would give you a lot of money. Okay, Viter, Ketzad ma'arim in ala bachar. Fifth parak. How are we ma'arim on a bachar? If I want to use an animal that is pregnant with a bachar, but I want to use it as an ola. I owe a carbon ola. So I want it to be an ola instead of the bachar. How could I be marim? The Rambam here has a beautiful lashon. Marim, there's a difference, different types of trickeries. Ha'arama, the Rambam says, is used in ways that are okay, where it's not a negative ha'arama. Mirma is used when it's a negative. Ha'arama versus mirma. The Tosfos Yontav and others wonder about that because, you know, you find Yaakov acted b'mirma, you know, so is that a negative? So maybe it can be mechalik between Lashon Torah, Lashon Chazal. But either way, ha'arama is a big topic. We don't have time to go into it now. The Rush has one line. Lo kol ha'aramos shavos. Right, they talk about selling the chametz, and there are mishnayos and there are gemaras in Maseches Beitza to be marim on yontif, to put the skin on the bottom when you're salting. Different types of aroma. Some of them are rabbinically accepted, and some of them are not. But again, that's the sugya. Kesem marim al bachar. So mevaker shaisa muuberes veomer. So what should a person say? My animal is pregnant with a bachar, so I'm allowed to say masha b'me'ah shalzu, whatever is in this, whatever is going to be born. Im zachar, if it's a male, ola. So it should be an ola. Yalda zachar, yikrav ola. Fine, I'm allowed to do that. Vim nekeva, I'm allowed to preempt. Because the kedusha of a bechor is only when it's born, so I could preempt. Vim nekeva zivchei shlamim. If it's a nekeva, I'll bring it as a shlamim. Yalda nekeva, tikrav shlamim. Im zachar ola, vim nekeva zivchei shlamim. If I say both, then yalda zachar nekeva. If two are born, hazachar yikrav ola. But nekeva, tikrav shlamim. Good. Yalda shnei zacharim. What if I say, if it's a male, it should be an ola. And then two males are born. So, echad meyam yikrav ola. One of them is brought as an ola. Vasheni yimacher l'chai ve'ola. The second one, I use one of the olas, and I sell the other one for somebody else who's chai ve'ola. V'dam av chulin, and the money could go l'chulin. Yalda shnei nekevos. If I bought two nekevos, so achad meyam tikrav shlamim, as I said, vasheni yimacher l'zor chai ve'shlamim, v'dam av chulin. Fine. Yalda tumtum androgynous. Then Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer in kedusha chal alayim. We'll have to see who this is according to. Maybe Rav Shmuel Gamliel is holding it's a birya bifnei atzma. Is that a zachar or a nekeva? And therefore there is no kedusha chal on it at all. We'll have to see. Amar Yehuda says Rav Yehuda. Getting back to what we discussed at the beginning of Bechoros, mutar lahatil mum bebechor kodem shiyas al avir ha'olam. A person is allowed to put a mum on a bechor, meaning as it's coming out. I can make a mum on the bechor to make it a bechor that's a bal mum. Right? It's different than the first cases in the Mishnah, which are about preventing kedushas bechor at all. Here, it gets kedushas bechor, but it's a bechor bal mum. Tanan, you're not allowed to be matal mum in the bechor once it's born. But before, I'm allowed to. Really? Says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Omer adam mashma yashazu ola, ola in shlamim lo, where mashma, that if I say, I want whatever's inside my animal, mashma yashazu ola, ola in, maybe, or mashma from that line, you can say it into an ola, because that's going up in Kedusha. From a bechor to ola, shlamim lo, viat amrit damatzis mafkis le mikdushase, meaning, ask the Gemara on Rav Yehuda, how could you say that you can be matal mum in a bechor? Right? Isn't the Mishnah Medayik that you can only make it into something that's very kadosh, like an ola? And here you're making it that it's not going to be able to be hukrav. Again, you're not removed, doesn't literally mean mafkas mikdushase. It means that it's not going to have full kedusha that you can be makravit. Armalacha Rav Yehuda, hani mi lebizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, that's when you can't go down. And you only can make it into an ola. Ki kamina ana bizman hazeh. If it's bizman hazeh, then it's not royal akrava anyway. That's when you can put a mum on it. E bizman hazeh ma'ala meim. And then what's the chiddush? Of course, what's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara said, no. Ma'od teima nigzar dilma nafik rov rosha v'kshadi be'muma. You might say no. Gzera, that if you're allowed to make a mum, like as it comes out, you might be too late. You might wait for the head to come out, then you'll make a mum, and that'll be an isser. The Rashash says, mashma that it's an isser daraisa, but to be matal mum bizman hazeh. Or else it would be a gzeira, like gzeira drabanan. So even bizman hazeh, there's an isser daraisa discussion, the Rambam. But, that says the Gemara, that's what I would have thought. Maybe you should make a gzeira. Kamashman, you don't make such a gzeira. Ve'machinami, maybe you should make a gzeira. Where it says, afilu achi adifa. Even though you're taking a little risk, still it's better. It's better to do this than to have a carbon walking around. Midasi beledik yizav avoda. It's better to allow a person to make a mum as it comes out, even though it might be a little too late, rather than have a carbon walking around in the world. Tosfos here on the bottom, Tosfos Yeshanim discusses the minhag olam today, that we are makne some of the animal to the goy, as was described back in Bechoros on Daf Gimel. Right, let's just finish up. Im nekeva zivchei shlamim, nekeva mika kacha bebechora. What do you mean if it's a nekeva? Zivchei shlamim. A nekeva doesn't have to do with bechoros. What are you worried about? Seif asayla behema de hektish. No, that line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah is talking about if you have a behema of hektish. And you, it's automatically going to be a offspring of whatever the mother is. So there you can prevent it and make it a shlamim. Yolda shnei zacharim, what about the next line? Ami I behema de hektish, hech de aktish ola, lehadar ola. So, levi ola. If it's a behema of hektish, as we just said, the previous line of the Mishnah was talking about, so what do you have to say? It should be an ola. It's automatically an ola. Idach neve biktushase de ime. It will be just going after the mother. So seif ason lebehemas chulin. It switches. The middle line of the Mishnah is talking about a behemas hektish, and the next line of the Mishnah is talking about a behemas chulin. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Baruch Hashem, and we'll continue next time. I'm not sure if the next piece will be put up from the last cycle, or we'll do it. We'll have to see on the schedule, but we'll stop here.